Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Today is National Close the Gap Day. Aboriginal people make up 3.8% of the WA population and yet have the greatest health needs of any group in the state. Closing the gap is underpinned by the belief that when Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have a genuine say in the design and delivery of policies, programs and services that affect them, better life outcomes are achieved. Joining us today to discuss WA's health commitment to the new National Agreement on Closing the Gap is Wendy Casey, Director of Aboriginal Health at the Department of Health. G'day, Wendy. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Danae. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Well, my people are from the West Kimberley. My heritage is linked to the Yarru and Garajati people, but I was born down here and lived a large part of my life down here as well. I started off as a nurse, a site nurse, and then worked in the drug and alcohol sector for many years, and in more recent years worked with the Department of Health.
If you have a background as a psych nurse, then you probably have an excellent sense of humour. Great people, psych nurses.
Thank you. Yes, they are a good bunch. They do hard work too.
Indeed. I believe WA Health is committed to Aboriginal cultural learning. Why is this important?
We have a 15-year WA Aboriginal Health and Wellbeing Framework. We've just finished the first five-year cycle of that and evaluating. And one of our key strategic directions is to grow the Aboriginal workforce and also the cultural competence of non-Aboriginal staff.
Mm-hmm.
And another key strategic direction is to create a culturally respectful and non-discriminatory health system. So cultural learning aligns with both of those things.
Last year, you released a video on the journey of health and wellbeing, and it's been viewed nearly 50,000 times. Can you tell us about the purpose and concept of this video?
It's a part of the cultural learning program for Department of Health and was originally developed to support the rollout of our new cultural learning program, which gets launched on the 1st of April. But it's really important if we want to break down the barriers and get a broader understanding and empathy and understanding of why our people are at where they're at in the world. This particular video does exactly that. It's a concept was by Danny Ford and also Tim, who've been working in that space for a long time. I've also done a lot of face-to-face training with Danny over the past few years. The story he tells on the whiteboard. And whenever we've done that training across the system, people say, gee, it'd be really good if you had that on a video or something. So we actually were able to bring that to fruition. Like you said, it's had a lot of hits and it's been highly successful, and it gives a really pertinent message and understanding and hopefully does the job that we wanted it to do.
Why is it so important to have a strong Aboriginal workforce in the WA health system?
If we want to provide culturally competent services, we need to grow the Aboriginal workforce. Aboriginal people like seeing Aboriginal faces in large systems.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, they also play a key role in supporting the development of cultural competence of broader staff. Our numbers when I first started working here needed improvement, and they still do, but we've actually created opportunities now to and have a range of strategies on growing the Aboriginal workforce. So in the time I've been here, it's pretty much doubled, and we have a target to hit by the end of our framework.
And what's the target?
Each system around WA Health, each of our health service providers have their own targets,
mm-hmm.
basically designed for their area, but the overall target for the system is to try and reach 3.2%.
How does increasing Aboriginal employment improve the health and wellbeing outcomes for Aboriginal people in WA?
Well, it ensures we develop a really sort of culturally safe and culturally competent environment, and have a culturally responsive system to improve health and wellbeing outcomes for our patients. But in the broader context, it also improves the whole socioeconomic status of our people, which also contributes to wellbeing.
And lastly, where can we go for information?
Well, there's our Healthy WA site. And we also have our corporate website, which has a whole range of Aboriginal policy strategic directions on there at health.wa.gov.au.
Wendy Casey, Director of Aboriginal Health at the Department of Health, thank you for chatting with us on Fitter Happier.
My pleasure. Thanks.